This is KUT. There's growing uncertainty around the admission of refugee families to the U.S. It's unclear what the future holds under the Trump administration. For those families that have resettled, they are eager to return to normal lives. This includes educating their kids. But until recently, many schools in the Austin Independent School District were unable to offer support for languages like Arabic. As KUT's Nadia Hamden reports, that's when a group of volunteers from the University of Texas stepped in.
I have a question.
What's your question?
It's the final week of classes at Harris Elementary. UT graduate student Kim Grimaldi is meeting with her students one last time before summer vacation. Second and third graders Amira and Sajeda, both from Sudan, sit across from her at a small half-moon-shaped table. While working on multiplication, Amira starts sounding out the words on Grimaldi's shirt. Their English is advanced.
Why is this like M-E-N?
What do you think that spells?
Mentor,
yep.
Mentor.
As you probably gathered, Grimaldi is a mentor with UT's Refugee Student Mentor Program. It's a collaboration between UT's Department of Middle Eastern Studies and the Austin Independent School District. UT students who speak foreign languages like Arabic, Farsi, and Pashto serve as mentors to refugee children a few hours a week. The program was started in the spring of 2015 by Dr. Jonathan Kaplan. He's an assistant professor with UT's Middle Eastern Studies department. Back then, he noticed more refugee students coming to Doss Elementary, where his daughter goes to school.
Doss ended up with an influx of 30, 40 refugee students who didn't speak English at all, whose parents didn't speak English at all, and were in a very difficult place.
This year alone, AISD enrolled over 1,000 refugee students. Most of these families are coming from places like Iraq, Syria, Sudan, and Somalia. That's when it clicked for Kaplan. He introduced the idea for the mentorship program to his colleagues, and they quickly jumped on board. After some success at Doss, the program began spreading to other Austin campuses. Now, they have over 50 mentors. Not all of them are proficient in Arabic or Pashto. Many are beginners themselves, but these volunteers are still valuable, says the program's co-coordinator, Thomas Letty Sassir.
Even if all you can do is say good morning to a kid and ask how they are in a language that they understand, even if that's it and you have to stop after that, you've made a meaningful contribution to their day that they wouldn't otherwise have had.
But many volunteers in the program are proficient in their language. Which brings us back to Kim Grimaldi. She's a fourth-year graduate student at UT, where she studies Arabic and Persian literature. She says she got involved with the program after a fellowship opportunity took her to Jordan.
I saw a lot of refugees in Jordan and didn't feel like I was in a very good position to help. And so when I got back, I was very committed to making sure that I was in a position to do something.
She's been volunteering for about a year now. Grimaldi's Arabic is advanced, so she's rotated throughout the district, going where she's most needed. When I asked about her experience with the kids who've only recently been resettled, the ones whose language skills need the most work, Grimaldi tells me about the time she tried to explain the word fossil.
Okay, so let's think about how we know that dinosaurs existed. And so this is all happening in Arabic. I would ask them, like, كيف تعرف إنه كان dinosaurات في الماضي? And they'd start guessing. Well, you know, maybe there were corpses of dinosaurs. And I'm like, well, yes, but do you think they'd last for 65 million years? They're like, no, okay, so what's left over? Okay, the bones.
And they continue this exchange in Arabic as a group until the kids are confident in the English meaning. Grimaldi calls this a negotiation of linguistic boundaries. They may not know all the words in English, and she may not know every word in Arabic, but they're able to figure it out together. Maria Arabo is AISD's refugee family support specialist. She says these interactions are vital, since many of these kids have made it here through unthinkable circumstances.
You know, Iraqi refugees, Syrian refugees, who've had a vast amount of traumatic experiences, for sure, and also access to education is really varied in a war zone. And so many of them have come with interrupted education. So for students to not be able to understand anything, step in the UT students.
Back at Harris Elementary, Grimaldi is wrapping up with Amira and Sajeda. It's time to go back to class.
That was so short.
I know, it's always too short. And I'm not gonna see you guys anymore before summer.
Why?
Because you guys have a field trip tomorrow and you've got all sorts of fun stuff.
Can you come tomorrow?
I can't come on the field trip, I'm sorry.
The girls are heartbroken to see Grimaldi leave. They did their best to make the walk back to class take as long as possible. But Grimaldi will be back at the start of the school year, and her kids will be eagerly waiting. Nadia Hamden, KUT News.